Blog Talk Radio.
That's what God does. He sees the best in us. He don't see the worst. He sees the best. The worst don't mean nothing to him. He throw it away. It's like the worst part of anything. You don't want it, you throw it away. God sees the best in us. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy to have each and every one of you all. We've been had a little internet problems. I hope for right now everything is solved. I'm going to ask Pastor Bill if you'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer, and ask Evangelist Renee to give us one slice of bread and a little bit of piece of meat or something. Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. And the scripture I like to share, I was trying to hear the music, but it was like going in and out. So not sure what the song was, but that's okay. We're going to continue
he's
on.
He's Seen the
guys.
Best in Me by Marvin Sapp.
All right. Amen.
Best in Me by Marvin Sapp.
Thank you, Pastor. Amen. Thank God he saw the best in us. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
The scripture I like to share is coming from 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18. It says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for another day, asking you, Father God, to just have your way. Bless each and every one. Be with those who've asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer, those that are sick and shut in, those who are bereaved, Father God, those who are going through, and traveling mercies for those who are on the road. Lord, we give you praise and we want to give you thanks as we get into the Word of God. We ask that you be in the midst, Father God. Use our pastor in a mighty way as he teaches this word and help us to receive it. In Christ Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Y'all bear with me. I'm sorry, Evangelist Renee. Hallelujah. Evangelist Renee, thank you.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Scripture that I'm going to share today is verse 3. It says, I don't want that one. Well, our God is good all the time. God is good all the time, and all the time he is good. The Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. He will provide all our needs. And our God is good all the time, and all the time he is good. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Rush.
Yes,
she did. Like bread and a piece of meat.
Was that good, Pastor?
That's fine, hon. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Hallelujah. Trying to find my notes here. We're talking about trying the Spirit by the Spirit and see if it be of God or not. How do you know what you're dealing with? You need to have a way, a sure way, of knowing what you're dealing with. And so that's what we're dealing with today, is testing the Spirit. I want to start off with John 8:31. Well, let's read our foundational scripture first. That's 1 John 4. And we'll read the first, I think we read the first three verses. We'll do that. And then we'll go in here and kind of unpack some things here. The King James Version read like this. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are going out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist. Wherefore, ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, my dear friends, don't believe everything you hear. Carefully weigh and examine what people tell you. Not everyone who talks about God comes from God. There are a lot of lying preachers loose in the world. Here's how you test for the genuine Spirit of God. Everyone who confesses openly his faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came as an actual flesh and blood person, comes from God and belongs to God. And everyone who refuses to confess faith in Jesus has nothing in common with God. This is the spirit of Antichrist that you heard was coming. Well, here it is, sooner than we thought. Amen.
Yeah. Sooner than you thought. That's over 2,000 years. So can you imagine how many babies the Antichrist, how many non-believing? Let me tell you what this really saying, brothers and sisters. We're actually discerning, okay? To be able to discern is to be able to distinguish, okay? Because that's what discerning is. And it's important that we understand that to discern, it is to detect something. And use this with an eyewitness account. Sometimes to discern, you're sensitive to something. I think about a child. And if you're discerning that child, it keeps reaching for that stove, because you're going to detect that sooner or later that child may touch something it have no business touching.
Amen.
So when you tell us to try the spirit, a lot of times what we're doing is discerning. In other words, we get a visual of what's going on. We're identifying. We're separating something. That's what I want you to be able to see. You come to recognize something mentally. You see it. You're discerning. You're noticing it. Now, in this case, we're noticing it with the spirit, with your spirit. You're going to notice what other spirit is going on.
Yes, amen.
In other words, it's like you're going to, when you're discerning something, I just want you all to know this is so important, man, to understand what this word discerning really means. You know, it means more than just to get a glimpse of something. It means more than to just get a sight. It's really, when you're discerning, you set your eye on something to identify. In other words, you be holding something right there. You see it. You see it, man. You got a bird's eye view. But now it has to be in the spirit, not in the natural. Now, don't get it twisted. Because a lot of things, we see stuff in the natural, and we want to discern that's what's in the spirit. No. You got to see what's going on in the spirit.
All
you
got
to be able to discern. It's like you got to be able to spot something. You got to be able to perceive something.
All right.
In other words, you get a whole eye full of it. You done laid your eyes on it, and you say, yes, that's what it is. You ain't determined nothing now, but that's what it is. That's how you determine. You ain't doing nothing about it. You just, all you doing is you've examined it, and you determined that it walked like a duck, cracked like a duck, talk, you know, it's a duck.
All right.
After you have examined, well, I can tell the way that child moving and get ready to reach up and grab something. Because you're determined.
Yeah.
And then some people, you know, they'll backtrack and lie and all this. But you get ready to tell that child, get ready to pick something up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know that I remember my mother was real good at discerning. And some of y'all mothers were probably good at discerning, too. Guess what they would say, Evangelist Renee? They would say things like, what you up to? I see you up to something. What you up to? See, they've discerned something. If it's nothing but the way you put your clothes on or a certain pair of clothes you have on, they discerned something that was different. Something out of the ordinary. That's what we have to do with these spirits. You got to know them. And you got to know what spirit you're dealing with. Now, here's why. Because I want to give you all some reasons why you need to discern. Because he's telling you, well, we're going to read John 8:31. I don't know who we should read. Yeah, let's read to about the John 8. This is the Gospel of St. John. This is going to give us a little insight, if you will. But the Gospel of St. John and the eighth verse. You know, when Jesus was on the mountain there, when I asked Pastor, she'll read first verse, maybe until about the 40th verse. I really wanted the 38 to about the, what's it, 31? Read from the 31st verse to the 41st verse. John 8:31-40. 41.
Okay, Pastor. Reading from the King James. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and we're never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word had no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said it unto them, If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Amen. Oh, verse 41.
But that's fine. Where are you going to read it? Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Ye do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Amen.
Well, we can't leave you there. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would love me, for I proceed forth and came from God. Neither can I myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. That's the problem. Most folks can't hear the word of God. And when you begin to speak the truth, people are not going to like you. You're not going to be liked. Get that, brothers and sisters. That part right there is what I want you to get to like. You got to know that. You got to know Satan. Satan do not. And I'm going to tell you, here's when you can tell. Here's when you can tell when you try to spirit. You know what? Let's take a page out of Jesus. Remember over there in Matthew 4? See, believers should never try to spirit. Because you can see whether they are of God in the way Jesus did this thing, okay? Remember, you will be able to tell the truth or true revelation. And the true revelation that will come at that moment, at that time, you will always sanctify the heart. It will always be on one accord with God's truth. It will never have an if. I'm just trying to tell you how to discern this stuff. It'll never have an if. And yet when the devil came to Jesus, he had an if. He said, if you are the Son of God, Matthew 4:3, and if you will fall down and worship me, verse 9, the Holy Spirit never comes with an if. Why is that so interesting? Because people always come with this if. If you were truly a child of God, you'd do this. If you were truly a woman of God, you wouldn't do this. They always come with these ifs. If he was truly a man of God, why don't he have a building? That's funny to me. If she was a real preacher, she'll do this. And see, that's garbage, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening to Satan. Yeah. You'll fall down and worship me.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit will never come with an ear.
All right,
now, say that. Dealing with people under evil power, people in different ways and in different things, people are so controlling by that evil power that every time they went to speak, the evil power speaks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very danger in that. That's why I wanted you to read John 8:31. See, because Jesus speaking, but they couldn't hear him because they was busy listening to their father. That's what the 44th verse says. You are of your father, the devil, because he's a liar. He was a liar from the beginning. So whatever they speak, they were speaking the devil truth. They weren't speaking Christ's truth.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now, I know you recall the biblical account of the man at the tomb. You remember that, who was terrified, affected, and evil powers came out of him?
Yeah.
He was so strong until he broke chains. He hollered night and day. Nobody could tame the man. He was in that tomb just crying and cutting himself with stone. And Jesus came to the scene, and these evil spirits, power came and said to the man, as soon as the man got in front of Jesus, the evil spirit said, "Have you come here to torment us before the time?" Remember over there in, what was that, in Mark 5? Remember that? And then you remember over there in Matthew 8:29? He said, "This is the man that had no power to get free." But here this man turned around talking about, "You coming in to torment me?" This man cried and broke chains night and day. Now he looked at Jesus and he cried out, "Have you here to torment us?" Not me, but us.
Yeah.
Before the time. It ain't time, Jesus, for you to do this to us. Oh, thank God for Jesus. Jesus wanted to be so under his power. Man, I mean, you got to think about this, too. So controlled by and filled with the Holy Spirit that the power of authority in him will reside over all evil forces. They are recognized. And if you live according to the word of God, these spirits are going to recognize you.
Yes, amen, amen.
I said something yesterday to a lady, and before, she didn't want me to finish. Because it doesn't bother me to mention the devil's name. It doesn't bother me. And if you mention the devil's name and he get upset, you're going to know it. Can we just talk about something other than the devil? No. We want to make sure that creep know there ain't nobody afraid of him, number one. And number two, he going to lose some people in Jesus' name.
Amen.
See, they get to thinking religion, and these spirits get to acting ugly.
All right.
Especially when you won't let them have their way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but you can silence them and tell them like Jesus did. Would you give us leave? Give us permission to go somewhere else. We understand we got to leave this body. We got to leave this man. But let us go somewhere. He said, "Okay, where you want to go?" They said, "Oh, can we go in them swine?" Jesus said, "Go." And them swine didn't want to be bothered with them. They ran down to a creek and drowned themselves.
Yeah.
Pork chops and pig feet and pig ears was everywhere. Everywhere. Had a pig feast that day.
All right.
Chitlins. If you would have liked chitlins, you could have got them that day free. Pork chops. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I just find it interesting that how we have to discern these spirits, brothers and sisters. The thought for today, do not desire to lead Jesus like some of those people did. Desire that he leads you. He will lead you to one way, and that's the truth. You got a lot of people, they want to lead God, but they don't want God to lead them. Yeah, that's my thoughts for the day. Okay, anyone like to have anything to say, just press 1. Hallelujah. Anyone?
Yeah, Pastor, just like you were saying that we have to try the spirit by the spirit for that very reason. Amen. You get to talking about the Lord, like you said, them spirits, they know. They be trying to kiss you, and you just tell them like Jesus said, "Get thee behind me, Satan."
See, you can try these spirits. These spirits, especially if they know what's in you. like the story Pastor just read. I hope y'all recognize what she was saying. I was going to read all the way to the 59th verse. But listen, brother and sister, well, I'm not really going to comment on it because she did read it. Listen, did you read from the, what verse you started in John 8? Did you start in the 31st verse, right, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor.
31 to 41. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want y'all to pay attention for a second. What was going on. What she read, and I want y'all to understand what she read, how awesome that was. And I'm trying to get over that to it. I know just so much about John 8 just blows my mind. But in that 31st verse, then said Jesus to those Jews which believe on him. Not to anybody else. I want you to notice that. He was talking to the believers. Sometimes you have to discern who you're talking to. So Jesus said, in other words, to his people, because they was the one that was following him. Because he was telling them, now I'm going to tell if you, this is what I'm going to tell if you truly my disciple. Guess what it was? Continuing in the word of God. That's how you know. They'll continue to speak the truth. They'll continue to teach Jesus' teaching.
Mm-hmm.
They'll remain faithful to the word of truth.
Yeah.
He says, now if you're continuing this truth, you're going to know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's going to make you free. Going to building ain't going to make you free. But by continuing in the word, which is the truth, it's going to determine you know the truth.
Amen.
And I don't care what they come out. Oh, I go to this church. I belong to this ministry. See, that's what these Jews, were doing. They were talking about we're descendants of Abraham. You know what they said to Jesus? Abraham is our father. We're not no bond children. We're not slaves. In other words, we're not non-Christian. We're like Christ. He said, you really don't know what you're saying. If you meant that, if you meant that, you believe what I'm telling you. If you believe in truth, then you'll have no problem with truth. How about that one?
Amen.
See, there's some people right now, they don't want to hear truth. They think God caused people to die. God don't cause people to die, y'all. Not that he can't. What I'm trying to tell you is that's not what he does. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He said, now I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly.
Amen.
See, but the devil come to steal. And so when I said that, they didn't want to hear that. They didn't want to hear that the weather is being controlled by the devil. Well, I don't know if you believe it or not. I don't care. That's because you ain't studied enough. You go study enough and you'll see Adam actually gave all of this over to Satan. The whole world. And then he told Jesus over there in Matthew 4, when he took him to the top of the mountain, he said, see all of these people. Look at this whole world. It's mine. And I'll give it to who I want to. And if you'll bow down and worship me, I'll give you all of these people. I'll give you the whole world back.
Mm.
But Jesus wasn't falling for the okey-doke.
That's right. Amen.
Because see, the eighth chapter and the 44th verse says, he's the father of lies. So Jesus discerned who Satan was. He was the father of lies. He said, no, I ain't worshiping you because we should have no other God before thee.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So Satan will try to trick you. He'll try to get you to fall for the okie doke. Don't do it, man.
Amen.
Well, anyone else? If not, tomorrow is Thursday. Is that right, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor. Thankful Thursday.
Thankful Thursday. We're going to have a few guests, and I would love for you all to come and share something you're thankful for. I know you've been on this broadcast long enough to have a couple words to say. Again, I'm not trying to force you to do anything, but I would love to hear from some of you all that you know, and we watch God bless you, and we can testify to that. Come and be part of that Thankful Thursday tomorrow. And-